Actually, this morning I saw a real view, the sermon titled The Spiritual Blessings. I remember we already did that sermon 2008, and just early episode this morning, Sayo Sabuta Ganina, I have a great burden as I remember one of our faithful sister, members in the body of Christ, Nanay Auri. Remember her? And so it's so great. The burden in my heart is to give you reminders for every Christian. It's good that we will always be reminded that it is not ourselves to be magnified and to be exalted. As long as we have the life and the body that God has given us, it is and it should be Christ, not you and not me. As Apostle Paul said in Philippians 1:21, you may open your Bibles with me. In Philippians 1:21, Paul said, "For me to live is who? Christ. And to die is for him what? Is gain." Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain." He brought us a story of the life testimony of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was a former persecutor of the Church of God. Although he was a Pharisee, speaking of the law, and so he is blameless, he said. And of course, he was a Jew, but such a persecutor sa church, so he said, you know, dito siya, witness siya, doon na siya ay acknowledge his own pag patay sa kang Stephen, the book of Acts. Pero sa diha nga itawag si Paul to be an apostle to the Gentiles, preacher of the gospel. Si Paul ito na iyahang turning point that time is grabe. Kung nag-persecute siya sa church, sa una, sa diha nga, papa siya makaila sa Ginoong Jesucristo. Pa sa diha nga, give me reveals, Ginoong Jesucristo diha niya. Ang iyahasag nga, ang conversion, grabe po. Dili na siya ang nag-persecute, kundi siya na ang di-persecute. And you know his story, right? You know his story. Gamit para kay Apostle Paul ang iyahang mga affliction that time, ang iyahang mga persecutions that time, ang mga stoning ay ang nadawat, ang mga pagkulata dito sa sa kamagison grupo sa mga tao who against and who oppose the word of God and the gospel preached by Paul. Of course, when he preached the Lord Jesus Christ, grabe ang iyahang naangkulison o 50-50 ang iyahang kainta. Pero itawag ako ni Apostle Paul o life affliction. Itawag ako niya gamay regit kini nga mga kasakit. And then, so hapit na siya mamatay. Huwag ka ba huwag din sa yung imitate si Christ. He really imitate Christ. O, tinuod sa nato ng mga Kristohan. And, not just sometimes, son, but oftentimes, nga, ato ang kaugalingon, mo'y filming nga ma-exalt. Pwede nga ma-magnify, pwede nga mapasidunggan, especially the time nga wala pa kami mong Christians. We leave ourselves in soul, sa Demon ni Paul, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Ngayon si Paul din na sa mga Christians in Ephesus, and you who were dead and trespasses and sins, in which you once what walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." Masa ni ingon niya kang Titus in the book of Titus chapter 3. Please open your Bibles in Titus chapter 3. The same thing gihapon igsoon sa ato ang former, concerning our former conduct, the time sa diha nga wa di ula kata mahimo ng mga Christians. In chapter 3, Titus, ingon si Paul, starting from verse 1, ingon si Paul, "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also what? Once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." Before it's all, we seek to please ourselves, we seek to honor ourselves, we seek to fulfill the desires of our flesh before we became Christians. But sad to think, it's all, and sad to say, that many Christians, after we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, we still is on living and loving, living in sin, di ba? Nagugmawad hapon sa pagpuyo sa tuang masala, fulfilling the desires of our flesh. And we are still obedient and sown to our sinful nature. O kung atong tanaw, to be honest, sa atong life, kinsa man ang mas na magnified o mas na exalted sa atong life karon, nga nalimot na tayong mga magtutuo. Makita ba nato ang andak ko mga percentage sa atong Christian life is highest ang na exalted o na magnified? Or ato agapon niya kaugaling yun? Ngayon si Paul nga maoni ang ato ang we're all ones conducting ourselves, walking according to the course of this world, fulfilling the lust of our flesh, doing things in so nga mabuta nga dili magkapahimuot sa Ginoo. And we forgot nga gipalit kita sa Ginoo. God purchased us. He bought us with a value, a price, not by silver, not by gold, but by His precious blood. And we no longer belong to ourselves. We are now belong to God. We are now belong to Christ, and not to ourselves. Pero sa malimot ang dila kay usahay kanunay ta malimot nga dili na ako magtagiya sa akong kaugalingon, si Christ na. Balik ko na ito yung son. Ito ta sa Philippians. Tanaw na ito ang isuwan ni Paul to the Christians in Philippi. In chapter 1. When Paul wrote this epistle, ito sa diyan, isulat din ni Pablo. Ang samaya situation. So then, isulat ni Paul ito na yung situation o sa sekta prisoner dito sa room. Prisoner ito, na-priso siya not because he was a murderer. He was imprisoned not because that he was a thief or an adulterer. But Paul was imprisoned many times. Especially this time he saw in Rome, he was in prison because of the gospel. He was in prison because he lived a life that is pleasing towards God. He was imprisoned, he was beaten, he was persecuted, he was stoned, not because he saw he was an adulterer at that time, but he was persecuted. He was stoned because he saw because of Christ. That's the reason why Paul said in verse 19 of his own, "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." In verse 19, like in Philippians 1:19. In verse 20, "According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be," what? Sige ni Paul. "And hope that in nothing," he was fully convinced in soul that there is nothing to be ashamed if you are a follower of Christ. There is nothing to be ashamed if God is in you, in soul. And Paul said, "And hope that in nothing I will be ashamed, but with what? With all boldness." Boldness is the opposite of being shameful, right? So, dapat masuk natong prayer that God will give us boldness and not to be shy or shameful, but to have boldness and so on as always in His support. Always. "So now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by what?" Amen. Balik po nato, yung si Paul. "As always, there is nothing to be ashamed. So now, also Christ, in his present situation that he was imprisoned in Zion, there is nothing to be ashamed for him that he was imprisoned. But Christ will be magnified in his body." About us a story sa life ni Paul, how he imitate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pero wala niya cares. Wala mo matter para niya ang mga persecution ni son. Because tingali nga si Paul ibaw sa kung unsa sa diyan gihimo before siya na imong Christian. Pero sa diyan nga imong kusang Christian so na iya nga dibuhat kani ato. Iya hausap nga na experience. Pero ang nakahatag o kalipan ni Paul, wala makapadiscourage niya na si Christ mauwi mag-magnify o mauwi mag-exalted sa iyang life. Therefore, in verse 21, yung si Paul, "To me, to live is what? Is Christ. And to die is gain." For to Paul, sa iyang living, so sa iyang life in this world, in his preaching, in his life is on, in his life is a missionary, ang itanaw, ang motivation ni Paul, mao si Christ, magnify sa iyang kinabuhi. Ato tayong 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Starting from verse 7, Paul said, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." We are what? Not only Paul, but also his companion during his missionary journey. And the rest is so on sa mga Christians that were persecuted at that time. Paul said, "We are hard pressed on every side. We are hard pressed and so on in every side, yet what? Not crushed." Although the hard pressed or gipiit sila so on sa ilang mga afflictions at that time, but they were not crushed. "We are perplexed, but not what? In despair." Dunay butang so, dunay sila kadibog. Sama ninyo sa manako sa tuang sa tuang journey, sa tuang paglakaw diya sa Ginoo, sa tuang mga struggles, pero wala sila ma-discourage, wala sila ma-dismaya. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. In verse 10, always carrying about in the body, what? The dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. That's the purpose of God. Why He chose us and why He predestined us in so to be what? To be conformed to the image of His Son. To have a Christ-like life. And it should be Christ in so nga mo'y manifest sa tuang life as Christians. Dili na atuang kaugalingon. Muna gingon ni Peter. Please open your Bibles with me. Gingon ni Peter iso in chapter 4 verses 1 unto sa 3. Nga ang nahabili na ito ang panahon din ni iskalibutan. Labi na karoon iso. Gitawag ka si Ginoo sa iyang kaugalingon. I like what Peter said in chapter 4 verses 1 unto sa 3. Ngayon si Peter, ang mga preceding verses in chapter 3, ang mga preceding verses is one, before pa sa chapter 4, Peter talks about his suffering as Christians. Let me ask you, did you also suffer in your life now as Christian? Did you also suffer with Christ? Or nag-suffer ta kung siwatek kaon? Nag-suffer ta kay... Yes. Nag-suffer ta isun blikin, nag-suffer ta nakita mga criminals, nag-suffer ta isun sa mga persecutions, nag-suffer ta nga to ang gi-disobey ang gusto sa itong flesh. And Peter said in verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same what? With the same mind. What's that thing, Peter? Therefore, since Christ also suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. Likewise, it's all, we have to suffer in the flesh, just like Christ suffered for us in the flesh. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. It's enough. It's enough, Ikson, that itong time na ito before na nahimot ang mga Christians, we live, Ikson, according to the course of this world, fulfilling the lust of our flesh, walking in sins, doing sin habitually. But now, Ikson, when we became Christian by the grace of God, we should live the rest of our time. Sakto na itong panahon na. Kung tanaw na itong life, so mas daghan ang mga tuig sa itong kinabuhi na wala ta magpuyo na nakapahimuot sa Ginoo. Na nagpuyo ta ison sa kinabuhi na wala ta kaila sa Ginoo o wala o dili si Kristo ang nahimo nga center sa tuang life. Pero kalonig son, na nahimo ta mga magtuto o gilain ta sa Ginoo alang sa iyang kaugalingon. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, and not only Savior, but also Lord. Lord in Greek is Kurios. That means a master. If Christ is our master, so He should be the one who is sitting in the throne of your heart, not you. It should be Christ, so who reign and who have a dominion over your life and not you. And it should be the will and it should be the commandment of Christ and so on should be done and not your own will and not our own way of life. It should be Christ. Amen? It should be Christ and so on. Oh, it's good to be always reminded of that. Kanong neta malimot nga I no longer belong to myself. I belong to God. God is the owner of my life. Let me give you a story. Ako naman yung naatag ninyo. Dugay na? I hope tinundo mo. It's all. Doon may usa ka idiot, di ba? When he was asked by a certain minister, naman ang minister is on na, do you have a soul? Sabi kay idiot man, mura na kaminos ang minister, no, ayaw pangutana kaya doon na ba kay kalag? Ba mo si tubag sa idiot? I don't have a soul. So naibu, na-surprise ang minister. Ibu siya nga, ang iyahang tubag, tingnan man, wak si kalag. Nga tanang tao, ibaw man, nga doon ay kalag. Pero in his surprise, it's all, ang na-explain niya, katong idiot. Tingnan ang idiot, you know what? I once had a soul. Sa una, doon ako'y kalag. But I lost it. Jesus Christ came and found my soul. So it belongs to Him and not mine. Amen? So sakto ang iyahang isulti. Una ko'y kalag. In a sense, it's so, nadilit na ako matag-iya bisan sa ko ang kalag o sa ko ang lawas. God purchased me with a price. God redeems me and ransomed me, delivered me from sin, from the bondage of sin, by His precious blood. Not a common blood, it's all in the blood bank, but a precious blood of God's Son. That's how precious you are in the sight of God. Amen? That's how precious your soul in the sight of God. So don't commit suicide if you have a big problem in sin. If you commit suicide and you die, you will face the judgment of God. And you really don't know how precious is your soul in the sight of God. Because it took the blood of God's Son to ransom you, to deliver you from the bondage of sin, and to give you a life eternal with Him. Padayon ta sa gingon ni Peter in verse 3, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing what? In doing the will of God. Is that our life before we became Christians? It's all. Are we doing the will of God that time? Do we please God that time? It's all. Do we serve Him? Do we have faith and love for Him? It's all. Do we have faith and love for the brothers and sisters in the church? Do we read our Bible that time? Do we pray? That time? Doon na ba tayo prayer that time? Doon na tayo prayer, of course. Sa prayer sa mga pagano. Vain repetition, right? The Lord's Prayer. Or in fact, it's all, gahapon, let me share this to you. To my birth. Kailan mo my birth. It's all sa bagay na tinirna. Doon na may Bible study. Before ko, ito lang tinirna, gahapon. Ngapit ko sa iyong balay. Dito siya balay, so doon naman ginay ka na ang ginitawang magsugal. Muna ginay lang, kinabuhi din na. Playing mahjong. So dito may nag-Bible study sa iyahang tindahan. So one-on-one. Ako siyang ginan sa ano kong prayers before kanay mong Christian. Di ba may manta, Our Father who art in heaven. Na, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And I ask Him, how come that the God who created heaven and earth became our Father? And how come sab nakita nimo sab na anak sa Ginoo? Pero ako nagsulti ng prayer, right? Insya, bitaw na, sakto. Gilito ko na ito pag-ampo, pero patakribaw nga ano, may mo na ito siyang amahan. Ano may ikutan niyang anak. O may mo pagkita nga, Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Now the question is, kinsa mang will, kinsa mang pagbuot ang atuman dinhi. Imuha or sa Ginoo. Now you became a Christian, so whose will should be done? The will of God or your own will? It should be the will of God and not our own will. And it is enough, so that we spend our past lifetime doing the works of what? The Gentiles do. When we walk in lewdness, in lust, in drunkenness, in revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to this, they think it's strange that we do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation. Speaking evil of you, in verse 5, they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. So it is enough in son. Katwato mga former conduct. Now we live in lambs, and fulfilling the desires of our flesh in Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 to 21. It is evident in so on, ang ato ang mga buhat sa unod, matawhanon ng mga kinaiya. So, sakto na to. Sakto na to mga panahon na. Karoon nga nahimo ta o iyahan na ta sa Ginoo, dili maangyo yung son ka nagapadayon, gihapon tong mga agutana. Kasi isote din eh. And therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new what? If you are in Christ, always remember that you are a new creation. Your old self is already dead with Christ. When you are baptized, when you are in union with Christ, and so you are united with Him in His death and His burial. So you are a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So to kung maulang yapon ni mo itsura ro, kung pang kagani ato, sa diyan nga, hindi mo kang Christian ni son, di simpe na ka, di ba? Dili na ka pang, kanaan. So, mumanifest yapon is the way son you dress, the way you talk, the way you live your life. Christ will be manifested in soon. Or unsang nasa mong sulod, maugid na yung mong gawas. Ato tayo in Romans. What further thing soon? I'm so thankful in the book of Romans, chapter 14. Of Romans chapter 14, verse 8, starting from verse 7, Paul said, "For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to whom? For if we live, kung kita nagkinabuhi, so nagkinabuhi ta, pagkinsa? Sa Dios, sa Ginoo. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, checking on the Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20, Paul said, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of what? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." If we live in son, we live to the Lord. We live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or we die in son, we are the Lord's. Yahata sa Ginoo, nagpuyota para sa Ginoo. Kung atong kamatayon ni Son, alam usab sa Ginoo. So Christians, like Paul said, let's back Ison in Philippians 1:21. When Paul said, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For Paul, ang iyahang life, while naa ang life in sulod ang body na ihatag sa Ginoo niya, he should live for the glory of the Lord. So kita sa Ison, kamo, ug ako, ato yung duman, nga dili na kita mauwi tag-iya sa itong kaugalingon. Itawag ta sa Ginoo to be holy. God, in Ephesians chapter 1, God chose us before the foundation of the world to be what? That we should be holy and blameless in His sight. In 1 Peter chapter 1, means Peter is so. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, in verse 15, but as He who called you is what? Is holy. You also be what? Holy in all your conduct. Lain man kayo igsoon nga ang Ginoo nga may nagtawag nato, He is infinitely holy. And the plan of God for His people igsoon, they chose them before the foundation of the world that they should be holy. And you call yourself a Christian and not living a holy life. That's a contradict. We are liars, igsoon, if we live an unholy life. The very plan of God, the blueprint of God's plan, He predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son, to be like Christ. Then if our life and our testimony is on, si Christ wala mo manifest. Kundi kung unsang nasa sulod, mausap ang nasa gawas. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So wala usay ang is ng tubig, gikan sa pait nga tinubdan. Diba? Wala usay pait nga tubig, gikan po sa tangis nga tinubdan. So either way, kung tinuod ka nga dunay bag-una igsoon sa imong sulod, when God regenerated you, when God gave you a new spirit, a desire, a new heart igsoon, to follow Him and to have faith in Him and to love Him, mugawas din na dyan. And if Christ is truly living in your life, He will be manifested. Di na ni mo malikayan. Mugawas gayon ang kinaiya ni Kristo. Because the fruit of the Spirit is on is what? Galatians 5. Kalisod kayo magtagap-taghap. Di ba? Ato ang klaro mo, in Galatians chapter 5. Yes. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And so, if you have the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ promised, that He will give you and abide in you forever. And so, getting fruit sa Holy Spirit, knowing His Son is, dili ni siya plural, right? Kundi singular. one thought itso. And kunwari mo Holy Spirit, you have all this, you have this fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. You will have love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self control. Dili na nimo malikayan, mugawas gid nimo. So therefore, it's on in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Concerning sa ato ang mga trials and sufferings in this world, as we live, it's so, and as we imitate the Lord Jesus Christ, as Peter said that He suffered also for us in the flesh. So let us also bear the same mind to suffer with Him and for Him and for the gospel's sake. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, starting from verse 16, the Spirit bears witness with our what? Spirit, that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if what? If, that's conditional, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. In verse 18, for I consider, Paul considered, even his sufferings, and so on. What? I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. Therefore, Paul said in Philippians that whether by life or by death, Christ will be magnified in my life. Christ will be exalted in my life. Christ will be manifested in my life. And in verse 51, Paul said, for me to live is Christ. For Paul to live is not for himself. That's a total denial in song. Like Jesus said, if anyone who desires to come after me, to be my disciple, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So kung imuha gidawat si Christ, so He is your master. You are His servant. So imuha life dun, ang King si Christ. Ang Lord si Christ. Ang naglingkod sa throne sa imong heart si Christ. Ang pagbuot ng matuman, not yours, but Christ. Amen? And imong good sa imong life, it should be for the glory of His name. Not for the glory and not for the honor of yourself. It's all. But for the glory of Christ. In Galatians, I like this one. Galatians 2:20. Let me close this sermon. What Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20. This is one of my favorite sermon verse in the Bible. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I what who lived, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. Gilansang ko kauban ni Kristo. And I no longer live, but Christ what? Lives in me. Dili na ako ang nagkinapuhi, kundili si Kristo na ang kinsa nagpuyo rin ako. The life I live in this body, I live by what? By faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave Himself for me. You, and so on. What is your application for this sermon? What is our application for this sermon? Imuha pa bang kinabuhi ang may mong sentro? Ikaw ba, and so on, mo'y magnified, yapo o ma-exalted? Or si Christ? If you don't know these things, then pray. pray so that you will understand your relationship with God. The master-servant relationship. It should be the will of God. Matuman ito in our life. Pugili atua. So Christians, you are no longer belong. We are no longer belong to ourselves. We are belong to God. God redeems us. He purchases us by His precious blood, not by silver nor by gold. So, like Paul said, whether by life or by death, like Nanay Aurin, right? She ran. And she finished the race. Honestly, so sa tawagin ng Friday, ako ma-envy ko sa mga tao nga tigulang na ang Kristohanan, nga dying, kana limatyo na ba? Anong masuya ko in some sense and so on? Kaya ano? Kibawat nga sa kung sila ubiyak na silang lawas. Sigurado naman na makauban nila ang Ginoo. Ang Ginoo sa Ginoo na dito sa iyang ginarian, there's no more death, no more pain, no more suffering, no more troubles. He will wipe the tears in your eyes. So you will live a life, a glorious life with God. So as long as we have the life, maghihatag sa Ginoo nato. Let us serve God. Let us love Him. Let us serve one another. Let us love one another in some fervent spirit. And let us live a glorious life, a pleasing life for God. Christ will be magnified and exalted in our lives. Not you and not me. So let us pray.